And welcome back to Camp Humphreys here in South Korea. And we have with us, jumping in to co-host this hour, Brenton Carver. He is a member of the Blackhawks football team, and his coach Steve Elliott are here. And Ali Villanueva is standing by. I'm going to ask these guys one quick question, and then we'll bring in Ali. But first of all, what was the impression of what you all heard yesterday from all of us, Brenton?
When I heard all of you talk, it was really good to hear all the motivation and all the influence and all the a lot of the
real life stuff.
Yes. a lot of stuff that we could put on in our lives, and a lot of stuff in how we can grow. And it was amazing to see how people come from little to nothing, or have to strive for something, or bring something up and take it and use their gifts and talents and actually have to work for it.
And I might ask to add that there was supposed to be a practice in the afternoon, and Steve, the coach, said to me today before we got here, he said that was our practice yesterday. Right, Steve?
Absolutely. So practice, you know, we take it on the field, and we hit heads, bump shoulder pads, but most of what we try to do in this level is to try to teach them more than life, and for you guys to come and talk to these guys about what it takes, what it took for you to accomplish those goals, to me, that was as valuable or more than what we could have done yesterday on the field.
Ali Villanueva, he's been with me before, offensive tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who is also a captain in the U.S. Army, served as an Army Ranger, and was decorated with the Bronze Star for valor. And Ali, you and I have talked before, your background with the military and everything, so you really relate to this. And I just had Bob Delaney tell me a little bit earlier that you talked with some of the families on one of your appearances once, and it was just a dynamic moment. Tell me a little bit about your military influence in your life and how it has affected you.
Well, I don't think I know anything else other than the military, so I wouldn't know what it's like to be influenced by anything other than the PX, the NWR, and all the other military facilities that dominate your life when you live on post.
Tell me a little bit about how things look for the Pittsburgh Steelers going into the season.
Well, I'm not, I can't read the future, and I don't know how we're going to do, you know, come Sunday or, you know, for the rest of the season. But I know that this season has been, this offseason has been very special, probably the most special since I've been here. We definitely put in the work, and we definitely, had to come up with the answer for a lot of questions. And so I think the excitement comes in now when we have to test, you know, all our work and see on Sunday night how good we are as a football team.
What's the dynamic for the team this year? Because there was so much turnover, there was turmoil last year. What's the mood of the team going into this season?
It's been just coming to work every day and doing your best. You know, there's been no turmoil, there's been no drama, there's been no media headlines, you know, coming out of Pittsburgh. And so that's definitely been a first, and it's been felt by the players in terms of the amount of time that we spend, talking about football and not things outside of football.
Coach Elliott wants to ask you a question. Go ahead, Coach.
Yeah, hey, this is Steve Elliott. Hey, what I'd like to ask you, and you talked about the time you spend prepping for football. So one of the things that these guys would like to know is not just in the season, but what type of workouts, what type of your routine do you do in the off season to prep you for what you're doing right now?
Well, I always try to have a methodical approach to the off season. So I'll look at my strengths and weaknesses, as they relate to my level of physical conditioning and my physical preparedness. So if I'm lacking lower body strength, if I'm lacking grip strength, then I'll set up a workout that is balanced but emphasizes some of these weaknesses, and then I'll try to just, you know, dedicate as much to the big time deficiencies, and then, you know, as I go to other things that I can't control, such as, you know, core strength, you know, do my height or maybe calves. I think all football players are obsessed with having huge calves. Then I'll just, you know, maybe put them towards the end of the workout. But always work on my deficiencies. For me, it's always about bending and playing low. And so I'll try to do things to improve mobility and hip strength. So I always say that, a lot of times players want to work on their arms, but rarely do they ever lack strength in their arms. It's always hip strength, core strength, and and things they relate to bigger muscle groups.
Brenton, you have a question for him. Brenton plays on the Blackhawk team.
Yes, I do. My question is so a lot of these kids these days, you know, they all want to be NFL stars. You know, they all want to have their dream. So my question is, from going from high school to college to NFL, what is the atmosphere? Oh, especially basic training too. What's the atmosphere in being dedicated and going through that whole process? How different is the process going from high school to a professional level?
Well, high school, I graduated with 23 kids, so you could play three positions if you wanted to. You could play three positions in offense. You could throw yourself the ball if you wanted to, because we had such a small team. But I mean, when I was playing in Europe, you know, we would go Friday nights. We'd get on a bus. We would travel to Naples, stop at the Vatican after the game, learn about the command of different branches and what is what they do, and then we'll play a little football. And so that experience cannot compare to anything else that I've ever done. You know, going to a regular state colleges and playing football in college or even playing in the NFL is not the same as what it was when I was in high school. So I think high school for me was the best experience that I've had. Then college was pretty special because we were preparing ourselves for something bigger than football. And then, you know, the NFL is just like a job, just like an accountant, or just like somebody who works in a big building in New York City and has to come in every single morning, clock in, eat breakfast, you know, and try to manage as much as you can throughout the day. You know, ups and downs of the economy and whatnot. It's more of a business setting than it is, an awesome place to bond and form relationships that will last forever and grow as a human being.
Allie, you know as well as I do, there's whisperings about Breakup Army, the football team. Last year, they were a monster last year. When you watched last season, what did you pick out on that team? Why were they so good? And what are they doing now that they weren't doing the last 5 or 6 years previous to that?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, obviously, they have a different coach who has a very good mentality and a good understanding of how to recruit, how to get the best athletes, how to help them maneuver through all the military training. I think when I was playing, it was the military training took precedence because, you know, they could care less what the football record was. What they cared about was making sure that the football players who were then going to become officers were squared away and ready to lead, you know, men and women in combat. So maybe the war, the drawdown has, you know, something to do. Maybe that's me seeking some comfort because we never won more than three games and not, they're crushing it. But it's amazing what Coach Monken has done. Is obviously I'm wearing an Army, you know, T-shirt football right now, and I think I will not take it off for the rest of the season because I'm so proud of just the way they're playing. Big-time challenge against Michigan. Very excited to see them play. And, you know, I don't know the answers. I'm not a coach. But I cannot be any happier with the way the football program has turned around.
We've only got 2 minutes left. Steve, quick question.
Yeah, a quick question would be, so what is your take on, do you think these, as a military child yourself and as an officer, especially going to West Point, these military kids going to schools like that and playing sports like that, do you think being in the military life prior is something that would that helps them in that endeavor?
You're asking if it helps you serve in the military, if being in the military helps you play sport, playing sports helps you in the military?
Well, it helps these kids, as military kids, going into that type West Point-type environment. Does that give them some type of not advantage, but kind of insight as to what to expect?
I think it gives you maybe an insight if you're going to have kids. But for the life of an officer, it's completely new. I was shocked at the life of Fort Benning and all the training sites, basic training. When you're behind the scenes, it's a little bit more intimidating than when you're running around careless, around post, not realizing just how much effort and how much work people put in every single day. So maybe it gives you a false sense of confidence.
Quick one from you as hell, Brenton.
Yes. So, like we were talking about growing up as a military kid, when you're growing up as a military kid, Do you think that you had a lot of benefits with your family growing up? Do you feel like that really helped out as growing up being a military kid?
We only have 30 seconds. Go ahead, Ollie.
I think it has benefits and it has setbacks. You know, it was not easy for me growing up in a military family, but I like to think that in the end it did help me out. And in the military family, if it stays in the unit, it can be tremendously beneficial to everyone.
Ollie, I want to thank you very much. You've always been very gracious to me, and also anytime we've been out talking with the troops or wanting to have you on the show, you've always made yourself available. Good luck with the Pittsburgh Steelers this year. I think you said something that is very telling, and it seems to have settled down there, and I think that's going to make it a little bit easier for you. Thank you, my friend. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Ollie Villanueva, again, offensive tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers, also a captain in the U.S. Army. We continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on Sports Byline.